In back into the Breakfast Club this morning with Cindy Leong. Cindy is a dating coach as well as a relationship coach from the Relationship Studio. We're talking about personality profiling, in particular the Enneagram personality profiling tool that helps you, you know, realize your potential perhaps in the business world and perhaps helping you snare that significant other. Cindy, welcome back into the program. I know. Hey. I'm putting it very lightly and for the sake of our listeners. Is it essential to understand the kind of person that you are before you can even say move on or be successful in a relationship?
Well, I would say that it takes a lot of self-awareness,
okay,
you know, for someone to you know, fully understand themselves.
Does that mean I have to be a confident person to be self-aware?
No, being self-aware gives you confidence.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
because, the other way around.
Yes, because the thing is that you need to know what are your strengths, your weaknesses, and then your blind spots. Then you know what you are doing to, you know, either improve the situation or how you can reframe to work on the weaknesses or the insecurities. Then it makes you a confident person. I would say that a lot of people or coaches, that they will teach you, okay, you need to know what your strengths so that you can work on, you know, you can focus on your strength and then you can be confident. But I would say that understanding your insecurities and your weaknesses does matter as well.
Sure.
Yeah, so otherwise you would be just like, you know, really, you know, you don't have any weapon with you. You know, okay, you need to kind of know what are your
weaknesses. So you need a fallback, basically.
Yes, and then you need to know that actually I'm working on it, so I don't have to always feel insecure about it. Or there are ways that I can reframe. Like for example, I have a client that comes to me and he's short, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't really work on this insecurity. You can't be taller or things like that.
So, in heels. In seamed heels, you know, yeah. Hidden heels. Well,
no, but still, so that reframing helps, right? So when you understand your insecurity and when you do some reframing, for example, if I'm short and I can get a taller girl, then, you know, that is something pretty remarkable, right?
Okay.
So it kind of changes mindset towards this insecurity that he has. So there are ways that you can work on your blind spots as well. Of course, understanding your personality profiling type helps you to see what are your strengths and work on the weaknesses and how you can either do something daily or weekly, like small exercises for you to grow to be a balanced person.
Before I ask you about relationships in this particular time that we're living in this social media, this technological age that we're in,
yeah,
you know, projecting confidence in spite of your insecurities sounds like an extremely tiring process.
Yes,
process.
It is very tiring.
I can't have this facade on 24/7.
Exactly.
So how do you deal with it?
No, it's very important that confidence comes from inside out.
Okay.
Knowing your worth, your self-worth, and knowing what you can bring to the table, which a lot of people are not even aware. So self-awareness is always the first step to any form of transformation. Yeah, so when you, when I sit down with my client and to help them explore their strengths and their weaknesses, their insecurities, it kind of gives them a very clear picture and a very clear focus on what they should be working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is something that I would say is very important for anyone to learn to be confident instead of just putting an act.
Now we've moved on from the confidence building part of it all. We're talking about the technological age that we live in these days and the ease of communication.
Yeah.
But that seems to have broken down in personal relationships.
Yeah.
You know, how to act in the real world as opposed to how I act behind
the
screen or a little device that I'm holding in my hand.
Yeah.
Facing the problems that we are facing in this country as well. Mm-hmm. People not getting married, people not having children, but that is another story.
Yeah.
Why can't people just walk up to someone these days and just say hi? If someone seems to be attractive, I have that confidence, I can walk up, but it seems that people get tongue-tied all the time.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, especially during this time where social media and the Google is your best friend, you don't really see a need to talk to someone or even to ask for directions or even to ask for recommendation or in a pub, like, oh, that drink looks nice. What drink is that? You won't even bother to do that because you can Google it and you can Google the menu. You can grab the menu somewhere. So you won't even bother to start a conversation.
And let's talk about the niceties. People don't even open the door for someone else of the opposite sex these days.
Oh, yes.
The nuances of holding the lift door open, or just saying please and thank you. Even that is all about vocabulary.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people are getting lazy in that.
Okay.
And everybody's,
smiley face in the real world.
Yeah, it's lesser now. But I would say that's more so in the Asian culture, because I just came back from the cruise, right? So you have a lot of Caucasians that are still pretty nice, right? Mm-hmm. Good morning, and they will hold the door for you and all that. But I guess in Singapore, we need to do a little bit more. Yeah, a little bit more. Like when I'm hosting the singles event, for example, it's a buffet event.
Oh, gosh.
So you don't really see a lot of gentlemen actually offering to get a drink, or I'm going for a second serving. Is there anything I can get for you? I don't see much of that gesture, which I would say that, you know, tip for guys. If you were to do this extra step, you will be just outstanding among everyone.
Are we lowering the bar, you know, just to say that? It's given us that confidence booster in the eyes of someone else.
Yeah.
Should it not be second nature? So what are the guys in Singapore? Guys, are you listening? What are the men in Singapore really need to do? Do they need to get their act together?
Yeah, I would say some of them. Yeah, maybe they just find that it's not me to do something like that. I think there's a need for change in mindset as well. Mm-hmm. Like, why do I need to dress up? I mean, no one bothers. But I tell them, you dress up because you bother, because you want to show a good image. You respect the person you're going out with. Mm-hmm. But then again, it takes quite a bit of convincing. But I would say nowadays, when the clients come to me, they're pretty open now. Most of the time when they approach me, they are pretty frustrated already.
Okay, talk about this frustration level to me.
Yeah, I mean, my way of, you know, telling them what to do is that if you want to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, you are pretty insane. So that's not possible.
Okay.
So with this frustration, usually that should kind of motivate them to do something different or to take up a different advice. Yeah, I mean, just try something different. I always tell them that take it as a social experiment. Why not? I mean, if you don't like it after 2 weeks or 2 months, just revert back to your old self. That's perfectly fine, right? So just give it a try. Why not? So change the way you dress and see what's the response of people. So I do get one very interesting client. He's in his 40s. Mm-hmm. And of course, I told the guys that there are two kind of images you should avoid at all costs. One, army boy. Okay. Or mommy's boy.
Okay.
Two, uncle.
All right.
Okay, so these are the two images that is not so turn on for ladies.
And don't wear white socks.
Yes, don't wear white socks with black pants and black shoes.
Okay.
It's horrible. Yeah. So, yes. So, so these are two images to image to avoid. So when I actually revamped one of my clients, mm-hmm. he went to church one day, and the ushers are treating him extremely well. Like, "Hi, sir, is this your first day here? First time here?" And he's like, "I've been here for more than a year." Mm-hmm. "You mean you only notice me now?" And I said, "Yeah, welcome to the world of well-groomed people, because you do get noticed when you groom yourself."
Who pays for the first date? Should it be Dutch, or should the guy pay?
Usually I would say the guy, to show that you are generous. You know, of course, don't blow your pocket by going to some really expensive restaurant.
Which you can't afford.
Yeah, I mean, go somewhere like budget of about $50 or $60 mm-hmm. for two person. I think that's pretty acceptable. Yeah, just don't blow your pocket. I mean, it's just an act to show that I appreciate your time, and I'm trying to be gentleman, and I hope that we will meet up again. I mean, if you feel that let me put it this way. If a lady feels that I want to go on Dutch, that's perfectly fine.
Sure.
Or you can say, okay, dessert is on me, or drinks are on me. Things like that. So you kind of initiate a second date after mm-hmm. the dinner, dessert after the dinner. So don't try to like reject the guy when he tries to pay as well. So it's like a chicken and egg, right? So when a guy wants to pay, let him pay. If he gets rejected all the time, then he gets very discouraged, and then he will stop paying. So, you know, it's a dynamics.
So what is, let's look at the common mistakes that mm-hmm. dating couples make?
Mm,
say yes. First date.
First date.
Yes.
First date. Okay. Most importantly, don't be late.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have seen guys that are late even for the first date. So the date is even over before you arrive.
All righty.
Yeah, date. It's important that you are early for about 10-15 minutes to check out the place and to make sure that you're seated at a quiet corner and not somewhere noisy.
And not checking the person that you're dating out.
Yeah, of course. Okay. That part is important. Yeah, okay. yeah. Of course, then you have to do a little bit of research, right? If you were to go for a dinner at City Hall, for example, in City Centre, what is a possible place for a drink after that or dessert after that? Or, you know, just after dinner kind of activities. Sure. So it's important. So if you want to have a longer night with your partner, then it's important that you do your research. You can't be just like, okay, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Then it's like you are not adding value to yourself. You don't show that you are well prepared or you are a decisive person.
See, I'm off that scene for the longest period of time. I normally say, where do you want to go? No, where do you want to go? I have no idea.
Yeah,
so we toss a coin and end up somewhere else.
Yeah, when you're in a relationship, that's fine. Or you can even try out a new place. Like, let's Google what's the nearest place for dessert. Okay, let's try a new place. I mean, that happens when you are already in a relationship and you can just be easygoing with that. But when you are having a first date, you got to look like you have a plan.
Having a plan, that is the word we're going to leave you with if you are embarking on a relationship or perhaps trying to put a spark in your existing one. Cindy Leong was joining us in the studio this morning. Cindy is from the Relationship Studio, where she's a dating and relationship coach. Cindy, say you come back, talk to us again. We just barely managed to scratch the surface this mm-hmm. morning. We'll talk some more about relationships in the near future. Cindy Leong, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to The Breakfast Club on 938 Live. I'm Keith D'Souza.